Did you hear in Linda Vista, some guy went into a house through an unlocked garage door?
Don't like this so far.
3:30 in the morning. Ugh. And assaulted a juvenile. I will not tell you how old they are. This is just like in a nice area in San Diego.
Like they just busted into someone's home and then molested a little kid?
Yeah, assaulted a little kid. A five-year-old. I will tell you how old they are. Five-year-old.
What?
And then left. And they haven't caught the guy.
What
the fuck? Yeah. Isn't that horrifying?
Yeah, that's absolutely horrifying.
Yeah, that's all. I just learned about that while I was at
gymnastics. And they haven't caught the guy? Great.
No, and they haven't caught the guy.
Was it a little girl?
Mm-hmm.
Does that terrify you because you have a little girl? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't leave anything unlocked, but at the
same time, I'm
in a worse neighborhood. I'm in a bad neighborhood. That's a good neighborhood. If that could happen in a good neighborhood, like how scary.
I don't like that at all.
And also the idea that the parents were most likely home. It didn't specify.
Sleeping?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't want to know all that.
Fuck that. That's terrifying. Didn't either. That's why I put it in your head. I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with the podcast.
Not at all. Hi, guys.
Hi.
God damn!
You know what does have to do with the podcast, though, but I don't think it's a problem, is what? Like, look at how I put the screen. Like, the wire for the screen. Why'd I do that? It works. I'm not going to touch it.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
But I was thinking, oh, it's in my way to see you.
I can't see you.
But I don't think it matters for the video, so we're okay.
No, they can't see it. It's against black.
Yeah, you can't even tell it's there. Ha! Huh. I have to do the TikTok thing. Like, see my makeup?
Here's the brand I got.
My brand!
My brand.
How's it going, Erin?
You know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah.
I do know. It has not been going well for you the last day and a half.
Well, for me, the last day and a half here. Irrelevant to my goddams and things, but, you know. Should I say it? I don't know. Is it weird?
That you don't feel good? That you're sick?
Yeah.
It's not that weird.
All right.
It's pretty normal.
Yeah.
For us, anyway. Just don't feel good. Erin just doesn't feel good.
I don't feel good. Today's not a good day.
I don't feel good either.
Yeah. That's not good.
No.
I hope it's not contagious.
Yeah. I don't want whatever you have. But you probably don't want whatever I have. I just have a headache. I think I have a migraine.
Yeah. I won't catch that.
No, you won't.
I'm hoping I just made myself sick. But it's not, like, real, you know?
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, you know. Emotional.
Yeah. Just emotional trauma and damage or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Way to be fucking vague.
Yeah. Let's forget about life for a little bit.
Yeah.
And think about somebody else's life.
Okay.
But before we do that, tell me a goddamn about your life. So I take it back about not thinking about our lives.
Okay. We'll think about it for just a little bit longer.
Okay. And then we won't.
And then we're going to forget about it. But this is a good goddamn. Or at least it makes me happy.
Oh, good.
We got our carpets cleaned the other day. And
oh, fun.
Yeah. Like once a year, right? Got a fucking splurge. And the guys came. It was new, like a new company. So we've never seen these people before. And it's two men. They come and they only speak French.
Oh.
Or they also speak French. I don't know. One of them could speak English pretty okay. But he kept being like, you speak French? And I was like, I don't. Should I?
Like nobody here speaks French.
I don't know. I don't speak French. Mon crayon est jaune. That's as far as I got. And he was just like, oh. One time I walked into the garage. Don't know why they were in there, but they were in the garage. We don't have carpets in our garage. And they were laughing. And I smiled. And he said, you speak French? And I was like, fucking no, man. Still no. Anyway.
He's like, she heard my joke.
I feel like she knows what I just fucking said.
How weird.
But then Brandon was walking around the house with them, and he's, like, showing them whatever, like, this room, that room, it goes to this corner, whatever. I don't know what he's showing them, you know?
Here's how you open the door here.
Yeah. These are stairs. I don't know if you've seen those. We have a lot of them.
Let me take you to the next room.
Yeah. So he's showing him around the house and stuff. He was barefoot, and then I was down in the garage playing with the kids or, like, out on the driveway and stuff. So then he comes outside, and he's like, all right, they're going. They're working. And I look down, and my husband's barefoot. This motherfucker has all of his toes painted.
Aww.
In a rainbow. Because my baby girl painted all of his toes. That's, like, her new thing right now because I'm always like, no, I don't want to. Like, it just takes so long to dry. I just don't feel like it. And Brandon is like, absolutely. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Go for it.
He's got those big-ass toes, right? Because he's a man.
Oh, yeah. Big-ass man toes. Those are easy to paint.
Yeah. So she gets after it, and he loves it. He thinks it's funny, and then he, like, sees it every once in a while, and he's like, dang, okay.
Ooh,
like,
girl.
Whose foot is that?
Did the guy see his feet?
Oh, 100%. Didn't say anything, but there is no way they missed it. They were maybe that's bright.
Maybe that's what they were joking
probably.
About.
Probably. He's like, you speak French? This
motherfucker this with motherfucker. His goddamn toes painted?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It made me so happy. And Brandon was like, fuck.
My boys love their fingernails painted. But my older one is in school now. Mm-hmm. And I did it during his, like, I don't know, kindergarten or year or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he came back and he was like, my friends say it's not for boys. And I'm like, well, your friends are fucking wrong. Like,
yeah.
If you want your fingers painted, then I'm going to paint your fingers. Everybody else in life has an opinion about that, though.
Everybody has an opinion about it.
I'm like, it doesn't even last 2 days. I got shit nail polish. It's not like I'm putting gel on these things.
Essentially Elmer's glue.
Yeah, literally.
You can just peel it off right after.
Honestly. And my kids have anxiety or something because they pick at it all the time. So it never lasts. And also, who cares?
Yeah. My kid's the same way. My older kid, I mean, the other one's a girl, so she's going to do it for the rest of her life.
Yeah, she don't care.
Yeah, but the boy, he's like, well, are boys supposed to have their nails painted? I'm like, you can do whatever the fuck you want, man. Like, who cares? It's a color. Pick green if you want a boy color.
I literally have green on right now because I bought it for my boys. I was like, oh, it's like a neon green. That's fun. I'll wear it. And my boys will like it. It's a green. Whatever. Fuck it. Yeah,
that's a pretty color. Actually, one of my toes was still painted that color, but I just picked it off.
Mm. Well, you know, listen, in like 2 days, mine won't be here anymore. It's all chipped as fuck. And I did it like 2 days ago. But yeah, when I was doing, because the younger one wanted his fingers painted like rainbows. And so we're doing it. And then the older one was like, I want my nails painted. And I was like, yeah, but babe, you're about to go put your baseball glove on. Like, I don't want you to get paint everywhere. Because he really wanted to go like play catch with dad or something. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it later or something. I'm like, okay, cool. And then he kept asking, like, can boys paint their nails? Like, is it normal for boys to paint their nails? And I'm like, yeah, you can paint your nails. Boys can do whatever the hell. Yeah, you can paint your nails. It doesn't matter. And he's like, my friends say it's only for girls. He said it to me so many times. I'm like, I don't know what else you want me to tell you other than tell your friends.
Kick rocks.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun. You should do it. I don't know. What do you want to tell them?
Yeah.
Be like, no, I like mine painted. I hate That's people. It. I hate society.
It's so silly.
It's so dumb.
It's a color on your finger.
I know.
It makes you not masculine suddenly.
I don't know. But also it makes you not feel like you can breathe on your hands, and I hate
Sometimes,
it.
Sometimes,
I want mine off right now. Now that we're talking about it. It's hot in here. I want it off.
I get that. My mom couldn't wear nail polish for the same reason.
And I never wear it.
Like mascara and stuff. She never wore makeup, and so I put mascara on her. She's like, I can't open my eyes.
Oh, I remember that when I first started wearing mascara.
Really?
Being like itchy and weird.
Oh.
And being like burning.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, you're dumb. You're beautiful now.
Mom, wear it.
Yeah. She didn't. But she had brown eyelashes like a normal person.
Right? I know my mom never wears any fucking makeup. And I'm like, all right, well, I've got white eyelashes, so fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. So lucky you can see yours.
Although I don't know if they're white anymore. I've been painting them for so long. Who knows?
They're stained.
I never see them. Oh, my God. Okay, anyway, do you want to hear my goddamn?
I sure do.
It's baseball related, so buckle up. Because my oldest son, actually all my kids are in fucking baseball, but my oldest son, he just started Caps, right? So it's like the first time that he gets to play a full game. He fucking loves it. I mean, and by first time, I mean first season.
Yeah.
Because he's played a lot of games so far. So he's like actually getting to experience the real game and play all the positions and everything. It's not just like go to first, throw back home or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets on base.
Oh, my God. I fucking love watching the games now. It's so fun to like cheer them on because there's actually like we're keeping score and
there's something happening.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Baseball is being played.
Exactly. So my son was on playing second base. Yesterday, I think it was, at his game, and he was kind of dinking around. Not a lot, but he wasn't, like, close to the bag, right? He was kind of in between second and third. And so my husband had shouted out, like, hey, you need to get closer to the bag. Like, go closer to your bag and pay attention. And my son flung his arm at him, like, shoot him away, and then put an L on his forehead. And my son always calls it, like, I'm going to drop the L on you. I think that's what little kids say all the time. I don't really know if it's just my kid or if it's, like, normal slang right now. But anyway. But he, like, threw up the L on his forehead at his dad in front of all the fucking parents and everything.
Oh, no.
And I looked at my husband and I said, oh, shit, did he just drop the L on you? And we were like, damn, okay, whatever. And we were all cracking up, like, oh, he's, like, so confident out there. And then the fucking ball came and he wasn't even paying attention.
Right.
I'm like, okay, drop the L on him back. Yeah, fucking loser. Anyway, it just makes me so proud that, like, my older son has got, like, a little fucking toot.
He does.
I mean, I don't want him to do it to me, but it was really funny to watch him do it to my husband.
Right? Especially knowing that, like, he's not going to get in trouble for that one.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that was silly. Yeah. But also, fucking get closer to the bag.
But also, attention. That's why.
Yeah.
We were supposed to get closer to the fucking bag.
Oh, and he had no idea that he had missed whatever the fuck was going on. Like, somebody else caught it and got out second base or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, dude.
Like, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to be there for. Do.
Yeah. But the other kid was super excited. You know how they all fight over the ball, kind of?
Yeah.
So it all worked out.
Ours don't fight over it so much anymore.
Really?
It's more like it goes by and everyone's like, is that my position or your position? It's at the fence now. Should we, do I still have, okay, I'll go
Oh
get
my
it.
God. We have kids that like run from third base going and you're like, no, 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 you stay here. Okay. Oh, well, God. I mean, you got it. So good job.
I mean, they've learned their positions on our team and they're like, yep, that's someone else's job.
Not moving. Oh, God. Okay, well, on that note, do you want to hear about my story?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you about Lacey Fletcher.
Lacey?
Lacey Fletcher. Now, this is something that I know you have read about because I have sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to tell you the whole story.
Okay.
And it's kind of a big deal right now, or it has been recently, so I'm sure a lot of people have heard of this, but... Buckle up.
Oh, okay? No. Okay.
So before we get started, major trigger warning, because the story contains details of extreme neglect to a child, but it's an adult child. Okay? So it's an adult, but, you know.
Okay.
So Lacey Fletcher was born November 25th, 1985, to her mother and father, Sheila and Clay Fletcher. Okay. And they lived in Slaughter, Louisiana.
Terrible name for a fucking town, but
honestly,
sure.
Honestly. I'm like, am I not pronouncing it right? But it's literally...
Slaughter.
Yeah, it's literally the word slaughter, so I don't know how you could mispronounce it.
Yeah.
I wonder why it has that name.
It's probably a slaughter fucking town. That's where the butchers are.
I guess. Shit. Okay, so she was an only child, Lacey, and at some point in her early development, she was diagnosed with severe autism, and she was allegedly nonverbal.
Oh, I do know this one.
You do know this one.
I do know this one.
Okay. Did you read everything?
No.
Yeah, because I didn't either.
And then it was in the news recently.
It was. Yeah.
I don't remember why, but
I think I had run across it on Reddit for a second time or something. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if there's enough information for me to do a case on this. And there was. So
good.
Here we are.
Tell me everything.
I'm about to tell you everything. But like, seriously, guys, trigger warning.
Yeah.
And people who know the name, you should also know trigger warning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she had severe autism and she was nonverbal, allegedly.
Yeah.
Because they said nonverbal, but also later on in the story, a neighbor says that she would invite them over to like play and stuff. So I'm like, how, I guess there are ways that nonverbal people can communicate and everything, but like, to a child in the neighborhood who, and the neighbor was like, I wasn't really friends with her. I was like an acquaintance. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking like, was she nonverbal or what? I don't really know.
If it's the one that I'm thinking of, which I'm kind of positive that it is,
mm-hmm.
I remember hearing that neighbors were like, oh, did she go to school? Blah, blah, blah. Which like off to college they were asking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think they would ask that if the person was like nonverbal because it'd be more like.
Obvious.
Yeah, you're probably
not
going to go
to
college.
Is that obvious? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm so inexperienced.
Yeah.
I know. I'm experienced with nonverbal autism, though, because I used to give respite care, and mm-hmm. they have, like, therapies and stuff where they'll put together charts that you can point to, or some people with autism can type perfectly, but they can't speak and communicate.
Yeah, they're, like, trapped in their body, but
exactly.
Everything, their mind is normal.
Yeah, so maybe it was that scenario, but everything had said nonverbal, and then I ran across this article, and I was like, well, now I'm confused, so I'm just going to throw in a caveat that I don't really know
if
how accurate
is.
Any of this information is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay. It's not really clear how much care Lacey required, but it is reported that on several occasions, her parents complained that when they decided to become parents, they weren't intending to be caregivers.
Bruh. That's the most fucked up thing you could ever say.
100%. Well, okay. On one hand, I could see how if you have a severely disabled child or severely autistic or requiring a lot of care, how exhausting that can be and how scary that can be.
100%. But don't say that. Like, say that to your best friend. Don't say that to anyone else.
To everyone that is like, oh, my God. Okay. And then don't be like, I didn't intend to be a caregiver. Like, bro,
that seems real bitter.
You're a parent.
Yeah.
But I can get it. Okay. But, like, knowing the rest of the story.
100%. It's super hard. Like, I imagine.
Oh, my God.
I don't experience it, but.
I remember doing respite care for a few cases that I was like, I don't know what I would do if I were in those shoes. Like,
it's hard.
I think I would put in, like, assisted living or something, which I don't know if I would, though, because, of course, when I did that, I didn't have kids.
Yeah.
But it's hard. Oh, my gosh. So I understand that.
But don't tell people that, or don't go tell
people. Yeah, like, they're that. Known to complain about it. Okay. Yeah. Damn. All right.
Yeah. So, that's rough. Because your kid can probably hear.
Yeah. I mean, she's autistic.
Yeah.
They're very fucking intelligent.
Yeah. You don't want them knowing that in their brain. Like, I don't know. That can't be good for your mental health. To right? know that your parents never wanted to be caregivers. Like, yeah, man, well, I didn't want to be fucking born. So.
Right? Thank you. I didn't want autism.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to be like this either. Yet here we are.
Yeah. And also, it's like one of the key attributes of autism is like not being able to interpret social cues mm-hmm. or social understanding, like sarcasm or yeah. something, right? Mm-hmm. So like, even if that was said in jest, like
it, she's gonna doesn't be taken know word that. For word.
Yeah, like Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so her parents were like, when we became parents, we didn't want to be caregivers. In her high school years, she attended Brownsfield Baptist Academy, and she was described as a happy, smiling student who played on her high school volleyball team.
Wow. Okay.
So, like, again, I'm thinking, like, how, like, severely autistic. When I think that, I don't think, like, fully functioning going to high school on a volleyball team.
And playing on a team.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So she was really intelligent. However, it was evident that her maturity level was lower than her peers, as she often took interest in things like Disney movies mm-hmm. and like toys and things like that. I don't really know the specifics, but like, whereas her neighbor at 18 was out riding motorcycles and shit, and she was inviting him over to watch a Disney movie with her. Mm. Again, I'm like, that sounds like me.
I don't see the problem.
I don't see why that would be evident that she's not mature.
Well, I mean, okay. It sounds like more fun than riding motorcycles.
Honestly,
come on.
Yeah, that sounds loud.
That's dangerous.
What are we going to watch, Lion King? Let's go, girl. She's born in 85. We're on the same timeline.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're going to watch Little Mermaid. You're never coming over.
Oh, no. Fuck that shit. I have a reputation to uphold at this point. Okay, so, but, like, you know, another thing. She's in high school, and she wasn't interested in, like, makeup and boys and stuff.
She's yeah,
like,
she's know. Got a younger mentality.
Exactly. But that doesn't mean that she was, like, extreme care required. I'm just going back to her parents being like, I don't want to be caregivers. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
her teacher in high school said that sometime in the ninth grade, you could see a change in Lacey, and that she would sometimes stare and not respond, and her grade started to drop. So there was something going on. Okay. Don't know why or what, but yeah. How she was interacting was changing
mm-hmm.
and declining. And around this time, she was allegedly bullied, and so her parents decided to remove her from the school and have her homeschooled instead.
Okay.
Well, that's probably why. She's being bullied. Maybe that's why she got different.
Yeah.
I like how I'm saying that. Like, I'm just real. I am just
duh, real. Idiots.
As I'm writing all of this. Oh, my God. So now let's jump to when Lacey was 24 years old. So this is around 2009. And she experienced a big decline in her cognitive health. I'm not sure what caused the decline or anything. But P.S., none of this is actually documented on any medical records. But allegedly, she has this big mental decline, and it prevented her from being able to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
It is stated that she had agoraphobia. So I'm going to guess that that's why she became housebound. Like, she was afraid to go outside, mm-hmm. afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Eventually, her mental health declined so rapidly that she would refuse to leave the couch in the living room. And she was allegedly refusing to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of seeking medical attention for their daughter, Sheila and Clay decided to just let Lacey sit on the couch and emaciate. Allegedly, she became incontinent, and her parents chose to address the issue by laying down bath towels under Lacey and around the edge of the couch so that they could soak up any extra urine or feces.
Oh my God.
And there's doctor records, and I think they were when she would have been about 18 mm-hmm. that these records were dated, where her parents went and saw Lacey's doctor without her and said that she was refusing to leave the home and she was incontinent and what should they do? And the doctor said that she needs to be put in a care facility or hospitalized immediately, and that the doctor said that they never heard from the family again after that.
Mm.
So the last actual record that Lacey has for seeing a doctor is at the age of 16. Okay, and we're 24 now. Mm-hmm. That I'm telling you about this. She's just living her life, sitting on the couch, not leaving the house. And the way her parents are addressing this is just
let her be,
letting her go to the bathroom on the couch.
Oh my God.
And as she started to emaciate because she wasn't eating, her clothes started to hang off of her because they didn't fit her anymore. Mm-hmm. And instead of getting her like more clothes or something that might fit her, or I don't know, changing her, they just decided to not put clothes on her, and only they would put like a shirt on the top of her, but no clothes on the bottom. And then they'd give her like a blanket for her lap. And I'm guessing also so she could just like pee on the couch.
Yeah. What would be the point of putting on pants if you're just going to let her pee on the couch?
I guess. Yeah. But then your skin is just sitting in that. I guess you'd be sitting in it too if you were
clothes on.
Oh my God. At least you could like they take make the clothes away.
Adult diapers.
They make chucks that you could lay under her that you could easily roll up and pull out or tear away.
Sanitary and healthy. There are
way more options than what these parents took.
Or hire an in-home caregiver. Person.
Oh my God. You're going to be so infuriated when I tell you this story, okay? I cannot wait to get through it all. So yes, there were so many other options, and the parents did allegedly go talk to a doctor but then did nothing about it. Mm-hmm. So if in fact she really did, because I don't know how much I believe any of this because it's all in the parents' account. But if in fact she did have this major mental health decline and agoraphobia and everything, they did very little to care for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah.
Also, there's doctors who will visit your house.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you have so many. You could do doctor on demand.
Yeah.
Maybe not in 2009.
Yeah, probably not then, but you could take pictures and email then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my God, so many other options. So Sheila and Clay would allegedly go on vacations for days at a time also and just leave Lacey on the couch.
She couldn't move to
She couldn't
eat.
Move. And she was unsupervised, uncared for, and she would just sit for days in soiled clothes and have no food.
Did she move her arms? Like, was she watching TV?
I guess. So the way they describe it is over the years, her legs atrophied, like the muscles in her legs did. But it sounds like she had use of her arms.
Okay.
I don't know how much use. This goes on, guys, for years. Mm-hmm. So obviously she's eating somehow, some way, some whatever. They're giving her something. Enough to keep her alive, at least.
Yeah.
But
that's so horrifying, though. Imagine how bad that smells.
Oh, I guess it's real bad. Like, real bad. Like, the worst thing that, like, responders have ever witnessed. It's not good. Again, trigger warning. But, you know, sitting on the couch, right, wasting away with no nutrients or anything in your own feces.
Yeah.
Mice started to burrow into the couch.
No.
And from underneath.
No.
They started to eat away at the cushion and then at Lacey, and she couldn't move.
Oh my God, I didn't know about mice.
They ate her fucking flesh. Like, she was being eaten alive by rodents.
Oh my God.
And then.
How are these people living? Like,
in her house. I guess the rest of the house was like
normal.
Decent. Yeah, whatever. Like, not filthy or anything by any means, but
they have mice.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've got
one area
of, yeah, maybe they had food or stuff out, not well, because, like, I've had mice, you know, like, people get mice.
Yeah, but, like, you try to get rid of them.
Right. Oh, yeah, they did very little. Okay, there's also speculation that the parents were not actually living in the house, because the people who responded were like, it is so bad. There's no way somebody could live in here. No way.
And be, like, nose blind to it or something.
Exactly. But, again, the parents are like, and I guess neighbors and stuff, say they lived there.
Oh, my God. I bet you can do a lot of, like, psychological blockage.
Oh, maybe. I was thinking of, like, maybe they just lived in the garage or something, you know? Like,
yeah.
So it looked like, or if they had an ADU in the back. I don't know. I didn't really look at any of this stuff. I was just kind of like, that's fucking weird.
Gross.
Super gross. It was two stories, so maybe they stayed on the top story and just never went downstairs. I don't fucking know. But also, there were maggots. There were lots of maggots, and they were all over her. They were eating her wounds.
Oh, my God.
They were in her hair. They were found in sight of her, like in her body.
That is horrifying.
Yeah. She was like literally infested with maggots on the couch.
I don't like this.
So due to all the buildup of fecal matter and urine, Lacey's skin had literally fused to the leather couch. Like, she'd been laying there for so long that she couldn't get off of the couch. and it made it look like she had melted into the couch. No one in the neighborhood knew what was going on inside of that house. Mm-hmm. They just thought, like you said, like the neighbors were like, oh, did she go to college or something? One of the neighbors like, hadn't seen her
for a while. Yeah,
exactly. One of the neighbors had asked like, oh, hey, how's Lacey doing or whatever? Like, did she go to whatever? And her dad just quickly responded with like, oh, no, she's still here. And then just changed the subject. And then the neighbor never thought to question her or anything. Was just like, oh, OK, maybe, you know,
yeah,
must be doing OK then. So neighbors had no idea. They knew that she lived there and had autism and described her as being happy and bubbly and everything. And the last time any neighbor had actually seen her outside was in 2006 or around 2006 when she was seen exercising in the neighborhood and she was like walking around with like small weights or something.
Mm-hmm.
But that was when she was like 16 or something. Like she was much younger. So this is years, years, years later. And she's still living there, and she's never been outside of the house.
That was 2006
that's what
they saw her outside?
Yeah, that's the last
time. Didn't this happen
in 2009? No. I was just telling you in 2009 she was 24.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not to say that 3 years isn't a long time, but it is a long...
To be melting into a couch?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That sounds awful. So on January 3rd, 2022 is when the events occur, okay?
Oh, okay.
So Sheila calls 911, her mom, calls 911 around 2 a.m. and reports that she had just found her daughter, Lacey, non-responsive on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So the first responders arrive and they discover the grisly scene.
No fucking warning on that shit?
Like, hey, by the way.
Well, she's non-responsive. She is also a couch. Like, yeah. What?
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't remove her.
Because she's fused to it with her own urine and feces. And by the way, you might want a hazmat suit.
Yeah. Like, it's
fecal matter fucking everywhere.
It's not safe here.
It's not safe. I don't know how she lived so long.
I would pay money to see the body cam footage of, like...
You can.
The parents just being like, hey, come right in.
Oh, I was like, you cannot.
She's right over here.
You cannot body cam. I guess I misspoke. It's not body cam, but there are pictures.
Yeah, no. I want the, like, attitude of the parents.
Allegedly, the dad was very, like, stoic or not bothered by anything.
Like a dad.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. They didn't really describe the mom, but the mom just said, like, oh, she explained that she had, like, autism, like, with special needs. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, she's special needs.
And,
like, that.
And assume that that's going to just
explain this all away.
Cover that. Yeah. Okay.
We tried our best, and this is it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We didn't want to be caregivers. You shouldn't have been.
You should not have been. Okay. You're going to be so infuriated.
No one made you be.
Right? So they come in. They see Lacey is clearly no longer alive. She was found mostly naked, with the exception of a small blue patterned T-shirt, which was pulled up, like, kind of, I'm guessing, like, her arms were in it, but it was pulled up over her breasts for some reason. I don't know if she had, like, wiggled. Yeah, not, like, over her head or anything, but, like, her breasts were exposed.
Okay.
But she had the shirt on, so I'm guessing it was just kind of, like, maybe when you scratch down in a bed and it curls up.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because why else would that? I have no idea.
Yeah.
She was slumped on her left side. Everything said she was sitting on the couch. You guys, I saw the pictures. She was not sitting. She was laying on the couch. But, like, maybe... Because they said her legs were emaciated and crossed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she was sitting like crisscross applesauce and then had slumped over.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like she was just laying there. And her whole body only takes up 1.5 cushions.
Oh, my God.
She's super tiny. And she looked like a normal average-sized woman prior to all of this.
Yeah. Well, if you don't eat.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what happens, right?
Yeah. Your skeleton's only so big.
Right? She was slumped over on her left side with her right arm across the top part of her body, kind of near her neck, just kind of like across her body, probably from fucking gravity. I don't know. And due to her body being in the same position for years, all of that fecal matter and breakdown and by the rodents and everything, Lacey's body had basically sunken down into a hole into the couch. Mm-hmm. So, like... I would explain it as a divot. Some of these articles I read were like, from her shoulders up was the only thing sticking out. But then when I look at the pictures, it looks just like somebody sitting crisscross applesauce laying on their left side, kind of. Like, there's blankets over her body, so you can't see how everything's positioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see the couch after, and there's a divot or a hole in the couch, but it doesn't go all the way to the floor. So
they probably had to cut it out, though.
Oh, my God. That's what I was staring. You guys, I'm psycho. I was staring at these photos, and I was like, can you tell where her, like, what part was touching the couch? It's, there's just shit everywhere, like literal shit. They have towels down there and you can barely see them because it's just poop. There's poop everywhere.
Well, if you don't clean the poop, like, exactly. What do you fucking think is going to happen? Oh, it's not going to compost there.
Oh, my God. And this leather couch is just breaking down around her. It's literally, she's just being swallowed by the fucking couch. It's fucking bizarre.
It's a killer couch.
It's a killer couch. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Maggots inside of me.
Killer couch. Oh, my God. Okay, so
off the cuff.
Yeah.
With our fucking break into song.
It's the only way I could get through this. You guys, I was researching this whole thing with my little baby boy sitting next to me, and I'm like, I think I'm going to throw up. And then you were saying you weren't feeling good today, and I'm like, oh, no, I should probably warn her what case I'm going to do because I don't want her to get nauseous on me.
I literally, when you said that, I was like, ooh, it's going to be a rough one. And then you're explaining maggots inside, and I was like,
don't think about it. Don't think about it. It grossed me. Well, looking at the pictures, I feel like I have to hold my breath.
Yeah.
It's and they blur things, so I'm not, like, crazy. I'm not, like, looking at, like, super morbid death shit. It is super morbid death shit, but at least it's not, like, everything. Detail. I don't know. But it's just, like, bizarre fascination on my part to be like, what? And I guess the coroner wanted the photos released because the coroner was like, this is the most devastating thing I've ever seen.
Horrifying.
This is absolutely horrible what Lacey survived. Well, didn't survive, but
went through. Endured.
Yes, endured. Great. Great word. Great word.
Thanks. I went to college.
Yeah, you did. So when they found her, her face was covered in red blotches and she had fecal matter smeared all over her face.
Why her
and
face?
Her body. And it was literally matted into her hair and found inside of her ears. It was everywhere, Erin. It was everywhere. Everywhere.
Why, though? That's like transfer.
Girl, they did not pick up those towels. If they do pick up those towels, then that last bowel movement was a wild one. But as somebody who used to be a caregiver, there's no way they changed those.
Oh, my God.
They just laid it down and let her shit in them.
That's horrifying.
It's fucking awful.
I can't imagine hating someone so much. Or resenting
just, like,
someone
up.
So much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or getting that deep into it that you're afraid to ask for help or something. I don't know. Like, you have to... Either you're psycho or you're ashamed.
Yeah. But even then, if you're ashamed, like, call for help.
That's your baby.
That's your child. Yeah. Like, hey, I'm not fit for this. I never wanted to be a caregiver. Can I surrender my rights? They're 18.
Yes.
Someone take it.
Yes.
Like, this is a child. This is an adult now.
Okay. Okay. So let me just keep going. So she was covered in wounds and had pressure sores and, like I said, the maggots and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was infested with these maggots while she was alive. Like, I know I already said that, but, like...
But think about it.
It was, like, proven.
That's...
It wasn't just, like, she died and then became infested or something in the last 24 hours. It was, like, she was living this life like that. And she had pressure sores from not being able to move. And they were just caked in poo. There were parts of her bones that were exposed as a result from these wounds. And one of her... buttocks had literally completely rotted away.
Ugh.
Like, she was rotting into this couch alive, Erin.
Ugh.
And she was unable to, like, ask for help, get help. Like, there was no morphine or pain meds or anything.
Oh, my God.
She had no doctor.
Oh, my God.
She was just living there. They later found evidence that Lacey had attempted to lift her body off the couch on several occasions, likely to escape the pain of the mice or bugs chewing at her. But because she was emaciated and her legs had no muscles, they had atrophied, she wasn't able to.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, the responders said that they had never smelled anything so awful in their life and that it was so, so, so bad that they didn't think that anybody could actually be in that home living with her. It's speculated that they don't even believe that Sheila and Clay lived in the house and that Lacey was likely left to live in the home all alone and possibly only occasional check-ins on her. She was 36, by the way. She was 36 at this time. So she's in her late 30s.
Like,
so
you're conscious. Even if you're severely autistic, you have, like, a brain. You're conscious.
Oh,
you're intelligent.
Yeah.
You're, like...
Well, and she was described as being very intelligent. you know?
Yeah.
She's mentally there. If you have agoraphobia, if that's really what's happening here, you have agoraphobia, you're too afraid to leave the house, and so it's too afraid to eat and all of that. You're still mentally, physically present.
Yeah.
You're just afraid.
You can feel your body still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Police report that when they arrived at the house, that Clay was quiet and sort of unbothered by it all. And Sheila explained that Lacey had autism.
Like, that's not an explanation.
That's not an explanation, but
that's
also
just a fact.
But also, her mom keeps leaning on this autism thing. Like, oh, she was severely autistic and
yeah,
all this stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess there was no actual doctor diagnosis for autism. Allegedly. Again, we're all getting this from various sources, so I don't know how true half of this stuff is. To me, it sounds like, okay, she likely was autistic, but like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. There was no diagnosis? Like, how can you be severely autistic and not get any diagnosis?
Well, have parents who don't want to be caregivers.
Right, right.
And so then never take you to the doctor or hospital.
I guess.
Or anything.
Oh my God. Like, so when asked why they hadn't taken her to the doctor, they explained that she hadn't been sick and that she had a phobia of leaving the couch.
Well, she's not sick.
What Ma'am, the
half-
fuck?
Half her body is there. She's sick.
What the fuck? Her not being able to leave the house because she's afraid is sickness
is sick.
Enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her melting into the fucking couch, sitting in her own goddamn feces.
Her being incontinent
sick.
Is yeah. sick.
Exact. And you not caring for
she
it.
She wasn't sick. Everything about this is sick.
I know. It's just fucking insane.
Bitch, you're sick. For not taking her to the hospital. Like, what do you mean?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so, okay. So, like I said, she was 36 years old when she passed away.
Does she think she was perfectly healthy? Like, if she's not sick, then
no,
she's healthy,
she
right?
has to just be saying shit to cover her ass. Like,
Jesus.
She knows. She knows, and I'll tell you why she knows.
Yeah?
Because she actually ends up being an affluent person in the neighborhood or in the town.
The mom?
Or whatever. The mom and the dad. I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you. But, like, they're known. They're like, what? Not the Fletchers. What?
Jesus.
So, like, she knows. She fucking knows. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's a cop-out.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. So, when an autopsy was performed, it was determined that Lacey died from starvation and from bone infections, which led to sepsis. And that's what eventually took her life. She died because she fucking was poisoned by bacteria that was
from
all over
her poop that had
how?
It just access to her whole inside of her body.
That's insane that she lived that long. And that's what killed her. Like, that is torture.
Yeah.
Literal torture.
Yeah.
Starvation.
Ugh. Well, and also starvation, like, that tells you that the parents either weren't checking on her regularly enough or just, like, weren't doing the basic, you know, the basic
needs. Give her
some
sips of Ensure or go get a fucking tube put in so you could feed her and keep her alive.
Yeah.
Or let her end her life in a peaceful manner at home and with doctors around her
yeah.
and medicine and morphine. I don't fucking know. Oh, my God. Her remains weighed less than 100 pounds. And she also tested positive for COVID-19 at her death, just to add to the nightmare of it all. So
that's
she was
weird.
Fucking really sick.
So she was sick.
Yeah, mom.
Bitch.
Her fingernails had feces and couch cushion under them.
Ugh.
And her stomach contents contained only feces and couch cushion.
Couch cushion?
Showing that she was trying to eat the couch out of starvation to try to save her life.
Oh, my God.
She was just left there. And she couldn't move. So that's what makes me think she also had use of her hands.
Because mm-hmm.
she was grasping at the couch cushions and eating it.
It sounds like a baby. You know, like as
yeah.
much as a baby can do because they
right.
don't move, you know?
Right.
They're
or like, I mean, if she was,
muscle.
Let's say at 18 or 16 or whatever, she was at the same mental capacity as like a 7-year-old or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if she never progressed further than that, my 7-year-old knows when he's fucking hungry and knows
mm-hmm.
how to feed himself and knows how to grab food out of the pantry. And if she can't actually get up and grab it, and she can't reach anything or pull herself, have enough muscle to pull herself off the couch. She's just going for whatever's near her. And, like, you hear about people in, like, third world countries and stuff eating rocks or whatever just to feel full
mm-hmm.
so that the hunger pain goes away.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's what she was doing.
I mean, leather's not a bad choice to eat.
It was cushion. It was, like, the yellow cushion. Leather.
Mm, you know?
Came seems, from an animal.
Seems digestible.
I don't fucking know if you can eat leather.
I don't either, but I would try it if I was starving.
Right? The only evidence that suggested that she was actually fed anything remotely close to food was there was a bag of hard candies in the living room that she was in, but not within her reach.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
That's torture too.
I know, right? What's that? Some fucking Jolly Ranchers?
I mean, yeah.
I'm just kidding. This is a bad joke.
Nobody wants a Jolly Rancher.
I can't reach it. If I'm hungry or thirsty or something, a blue Jolly Rancher, that sounds titties.
Yeah, if I was like real thirsty.
A blue Smarties. What's that called?
Ooh, those Smartie. Are good. Yeah.
Sweet Tart.
Sweet Tart. Yeah.
Blue
yeah.
Sweet Tart. Yeah. That blue raspberry anything.
I knew what
anything.
You meant. I knew what yeah. you meant. Yeah.
Blue raspberry bubblegum.
No, I mean, like, I'd eat one. I eat a Jolly Rancher like once every 7 years or
Listen,
something.
Listen, I'm not buying them, but if they're there and I'm starving and I'll take the time to find the blue one.
If there's a blue one, I might have it. Watermelon, terrible.
Really? I don't mind watermelon.
Yeah, I think it's
I don't like green apple.
Opinion.
It makes me cough.
I just don't like green apple.
Mm, you just don't like apples.
I just don't like apples.
You would starve in that scenario.
I would. I'd be like, ew, no thank you. I'll eat this couch.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's all it was. Just green Jolly Ranchers, and she just threw the bag.
Fuck,
like, get
who
that
bought
shit
all
out
green?
Of here.
Who buys all green?
Honestly.
Psychos. It's like when they turned the fucking Skittles green lime into green apple.
What a fucking nightmare.
What a
that
way
was.
To ruin a brand overnight.
Yeah.
You know? I'll never trust a green Skittle ever again.
I know. Didn't they change it back?
They did, because we're all pissed.
Yeah, we all got mad about it. I remember being so upset, and I would never eat them. I'd have a whole fucking bag of
a green Skittle, because they're fucking disgusting. Nobody wants green apple. Get the
you know, I didn't stop buying Skittles, though, because I didn't understand quite yet how to be an activist. I was like, I'm just going to mail them back to the Skittle company.
Did you?
No, because I also am lazy. But
I feel like we should have done that.
Had
that
would have
been hilarious. My God, can you imagine fucking Susan opening random packs of just green Skittles?
Just greens. Take
just
this like, fucking
God
shit
damn
back.
It, Todd. Can we bring back lime? I'm sick of these packages.
Nobody likes the green.
Okay, there was your comedic break. Now we're going to jump back into the story.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. Derailed us.
I loved it. I loved it. Okay, so after the discovery of Lacey, both of her parents were obviously charged with fucking second-degree murder for the extreme neglect of their adult daughter. Evidently, Sheila and Clay had been on vacation when Lacey had passed away, and Sheila claims that Lacey had refused to leave the house and never complained about staying home.
Well, I thought she can't talk.
That was
How is she gonna fucking complain?
That was my favorite explanation.
Well, she never said anything.
But
bitch, she can't.
She can't. And she never left the house. Bitch, she can't. She never complained. She can't. What are you talking about?
Oh and to God. Be on vacation. So then she didn't. They didn't feed her for how long? Because they didn't have someone coming in to check on her like dogs, you
exactly.
know?
Exactly. No,
feed
no,
my
no.
dogs
left
while
her
I'm
alone.
Gone?
Oh, I was going to say this earlier and I got sidetracked, but she was 36, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I could see in some sick, twisted world, I'm not okaying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I could see how her parents would be like, oh, she's 36. She could be okay by herself.
Yeah.
She's an adult.
She's an adult.
But she's not.
No.
She needs care. Even an adult who needs care needs care.
Needs care.
Yeah.
There aren't 80, 90, 70-year-old people who need care.
Oh, my God.
Who lived normal lives
fucking
who need
right.
care.
And she probably passed away because she had COVID fucking 19 and she was sitting in her own excrement for however fucking long your vacation was.
How long were they on vacation?
I don't
because
know.
Because that's the last time she ate. Because, again, they're not having the fucking neighbor come
exactly.
in and feed her. Because they don't want anyone to see that.
Oh, my God. And for her mom to be like, well, she wouldn't leave the house and she never complained. What?
Oh, my God.
I can't even believe she said it and that we wrote it, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's
right?
fucking insane. It blows my mind.
Say
and that we're all like,
so
that's what
less.
She said. Like, I wish I could punch her in her face.
Yeah.
I wish I was there and she said that and I punched her in her face. I'm so mad about this whole thing.
It's horrifying. It's scary to think that a person, you know, there's no test to have a kid or anything, right?
Right?
Like,
right.
unless you're adopting, you just fucking make them. And they send you home with it. Like, all right, that's yours now. Good luck.
I think I'm extra mad because I have the, like, personal connection for caring for so many kids with autism. And quite honestly, it's like, you know how you start – because we're all exposing ourselves through to everything in life now with all of our social media and everything. So I feel like there's been, like, this boom of knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I learned a lot about people with Down syndrome even, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody with Down syndrome growing up. And now I'm like – those motherfuckers are the happiest people I've ever goddamn met. I wish all my best friends were Down syndrome-y, you know? Like, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a wonderful world to live in. They're just the kindest fucking people in the whole entire world.
They are having a better life than you. They're way fucking happier.
Way better. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so I feel kind of not the exact same way about autism, but like caring for all of these wonderful children and seeing how genuinely intelligent, like,
well, you we call witnessed it, firsthand that they are people. They are whole ass fucking people. They're smart people. They're there. They're conscious.
Like, it's the stigma of like autism or whatever, and people don't understand it. But it's like, oh, it's just. From my perspective, I mean, obviously there's scales, levels, right? And, yeah. But from my perspective, I'm like, okay, this is like a giant just communication barrier. You know, like we can't communicate to each other.
Yeah.
And you're frustrated. And then I'm frustrated. Mm-hmm. So once you find out what works for each unique person.
Which you, can, you have 36 to do, years to do. And she went to high school. So
it's
obviously.
Your fucking kid, bro.
She had a way to communicate if she went to school.
That's why I'm like, I don't know that she was nonverbal. That blows my mind.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, okay. Sheila also claims that Lacey would relieve herself on the couch or on a towel nearby and that Sheila would tend to her wounds daily. That's what she said. Like, oh.
Except for when I'm on vacation.
Sheila was basically blaming Lacey. Like, well, she, you know, has accidents on the couch or if I can, like, move her to a towel nearby.
And,
what?
Like, I'm trying to my best to clean up for her, but, you know, she just keeps doing it.
What? And that she would clean her wounds daily? Well, what about all the fucking maggots? Did you miss those? What about the shit all over her? Did you miss that?
Yeah.
Well, you're fucking lying through your teeth, goddammit.
Well, if there's poop in her hair and stuff, too.
You're not
like...
cleaning her daily. Get out of here with that bullshit. And you're on vacation. Some bullshit. Yeah. And if you look at that fucking couch, that's not just a couple days of poo.
Yeah.
That's 12 years of shit. Ugh. Like, it's disgusting. She claims that she would regularly come and eat lunch with Lacey. And that she
not
would
not dinner
even...
or breakfast, though.
Even, I don't know if it was like, oh, I'd come on my lunch breaks or some shit. Like, oh, I don't know. I always ate lunch with Lacey. And that she would even sleep on the couch with her at night. That's where she slept. Oh, next to Lacey on the couch. Girl.
Just on the
fucking,
on the poop and the mice.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you are fucking not. No, you're not. And if you are, then you don't have enough mental capacity to go out and be all the things that you are in this world to this town.
Yeah.
Like, no, you are not.
Then you're unwell, too. I mean,
you're
already
lying.
Unwell.
You're fucking lying. You're covering your ass. And you're like, everything was great. And all of a sudden, this has just happened when I was on vacation. This is all her, you know?
This is all her.
Yeah.
Who can clearly make her own decisions
what
and choices.
What the fuck? Like, any person with eyes can look and be like, no, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, it makes me so mad. Clearly, I'm like emotionally
invested in this
upset
one.
Here. Yeah. Sheila and Clay's lawyer described the couple as a loving but misguided parents. But a family friend says that that's not true and that they're pure evil.
A family friend?
A family friend is like, fuck that shit. Nobody that is a good person does that.
Well, to be fair, that family friend probably also knew Lacey up until,
nobody
you know, this
fucking
point.
Knew what Lacey was going through.
Yeah,
they hit
that's
it.
What I'm saying is that they knew Lacey. Before all this.
Yeah,
so then, like,
probably.
I would think they're horrible fucking people, pure evil, too.
Right. When you know,
I mean,
like,
I already do, but.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like Lacey was actually wonderful. Like, she's just like a happy little girl living her life.
Yeah. As
probably
most.
Had her mental decline, like stated, and it just wasn't cared for. And her mom just let it go. Or maybe she was being neglected or harmed. That was another thought I had. Like, if you go weird at school and, like, you're just not participating, maybe there was some harmful activity at home.
Yeah. Or the bullies at school, that could
That's
have shut
true.
Her down, too.
Yeah.
But then if you shut down more and you're already dealing with parents who don't want to put in as much effort, they're not going to put in more effort.
Exactly. So true. Okay. So here is where I've been dying to tell you these little bits because I just feel like it's the icing on the fucking cake that just proves that they're just pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lady who was hired by Sheila to take care of Sheila's mom between 2020 and 2021.
So she knew that that existed?
So she knew how to fucking hire a caregiver, a home in-home caregiver for her fucking mom who was like 80 years old or in her 80s with dementia.
Yeah.
And Sheila, I guess when she hired this lady, was really upset because she was telling this new caregiver that the last caregiver Sheila suspected did not take good care of her mom, like neglected her. So she was really upset.
And that would be horrible
so
to neglect
Sheila
someone.
Put cameras in her mom's house to watch the caregiver to make sure that she was giving proper care to her fucking mom.
But
meanwhile,
she didn't give her own daughter the same respect.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Are you fucking insane? But here's the best part. So the lady, obviously this is all over the news and the whole town's shook by it, right?
Yeah.
The lady texts Sheila back and said, looks like the cameras were in the wrong house.
Fucking got him.
Burn. I was fucking dying when I read that. I'm like, damn, love it.
Oh my God.
I doubt she replied. But it turns out that Sheila was even the vice mayor of Slaughter.
Vice what?
Mayor. Okay, so she was the vice mayor of Slaughter.
Vice mayor.
Up until 3 weeks after her daughter's death.
After.
Like, she was in the council. Also, very involved in a bunch of other shit. Honestly, I'm going to be quite frank. There was a... And I linked it in my sources. There's a whole article that goes into kind of the parents' background. And I'm going to tell you some of it, but I'm so mad at them. I don't fucking care. So I didn't want to read it all. I skimmed it. And I was like, this is all you need to know.
Your accomplishments are now going to prison.
They're dumb and stupid and I don't care. But yeah. You do need to know that people in this fucking town respected them. And like, they were pillars of the community.
That's...
And these motherfuckers had their daughter being tortured in their house for 12 fucking years. And nobody knew.
Oh my God.
Nobody fucking knew. She just disappeared one day and everybody was like, cool. Because she was a homeschooled 16-year-old.
Yeah.
You know?
And nobody keeps track.
Yeah. That's fucking horrible.
That's so crazy. What? This is in Louisiana.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It also turns out that Lacey's uncle was the town's police chief up until recently, and it's not clear if he was aware of the living conditions. But
he
now
better have fucking not been.
I better not. Because I'm thinking maybe that's why this all came to a head, is like they had so many people in high places that wouldn't say anything. No, I think it came to a head because she died. But
yeah,
anyway.
I bet it came to a head because she died.
Right.
I wonder if that – what was he? Uncle?
Yeah.
Her uncle?
So I think it was her dad's brother.
Dad's brother? You have to arrest your brother and sister-in-law for fucking neglecting your niece and murdering, technically.
Right.
Second degree. I don't know how that works, but.
So, yeah. So, like I said, Sheila and Clay were outstanding citizens in the community, so it shocked everybody. They were high school sweethearts, and he was a football star, and she was on the dance team, so it was like the all-American dream, but it went, like, fucking terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in town was, like, so shocked to learn about the neglect, and that they even had a daughter since they never spoke of her. Like, people who had met them since she had been in captivity.
Yeah.
They just never talked about their daughter. Like, they would talk about everything else in their life, but not Lacey.
Oh
my God. People didn't even know they had a fucking daughter. Experts who are familiar with autism claim that they think that the autism diagnosis is being used as a scapegoat by the parents because they just think that they just didn't give her proper care, you know?
Yeah.
It is clear that the Fletchers had several resources available to them to care for their child, and instead they chose neglect. On February 2nd, 2024, both Sheila and Clay pleaded no contest in exchange for the charge being dropped from second-degree murder to manslaughter. So basically they're like... It wasn't me, but I don't want to, like, maybe it was me, maybe it wasn't me. I don't have to talk about it.
Well,
whatever.
I didn't kill her, but yeah. I'm not saying that I didn't own that house and put her there and refuse to feed her.
Yeah.
And go on vacation knowing she couldn't take care of herself.
Not going to say that I'm guilty, but, like, pretty guilty. So for that, they got them for manslaughter instead of second degree murder.
Mm-hmm.
And they each will serve 20 years in prison with a consecutive 20-year suspended sentence.
Okay.
So
suspended sentence?
Yeah, so that means like if you go home and don't fuck up or you go back to prison. The suspended sentence?
Yeah.
After 20 years, but they're like in their 60s or
something. Are we sure that, because I thought suspended sentences were like you were sentenced to 20 years suspended sentence. So then in the next 20 years, if you fuck up, then you go to prison.
That's after the 20 years they serve in prison.
Okay. Okay.
So they have to do 20 years in prison. And then after that,
if they get another kid and neglect that one too, then.
Yeah, then they're out. But I think that they're so old now that it's like, and by so old, I mean like.
Well, they'll be 80.
60s, 70s or something. Yeah. So they'll be 80s.
Yeah.
If they live that long.
Prison life is hard.
Right. Exactly. So hopefully we got them for life. I don't really know.
But
for sure.
They're outstanding citizens. She's a vice mayor.
She probably has some strings to pull.
Get out on.
Who knows?
Good behavior.
Yeah. Who knows?
2024, this happened.
Yeah. So just a couple months ago.
Yeah. That's probably why it was back in the news.
Exactly. I think so, too, because they finally got a conviction.
Yeah.
But what's so crazy is that they didn't go for second-degree murder. Like, I wonder – I bet it's probably hard to prove everything. And since they got them to
just plead no contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. I would have dragged them through everything.
One last thing. It's speculated that Lacey possibly suffered from locked-in syndrome, which is basically my new fear. It's a neurological disorder that causes paralysis of voluntary muscles, except for vertical eye muscles. Basically can't move, except for your eyes. And so people who suffer from locked-in syndrome, they can't move, they can't speak or show expressions, but they can hear and they communicate with blinking.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's no evidence or proof that actually like proves that she had the syndrome.
And she had eaten stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She had some kind of movement.
But what if she like, I guess her mouth would have moved then if she ate it? That's a great point. That's why I was going to say that, is that there was no proof of it. It is in articles and shit, but like people close to the case and everything say that there's no evidence to suggest that. But I guess it would explain why she didn't move. But I guess agoraphobia would do that too. If you're afraid or if you're being neglected.
Or, I mean, a severely mentally disabled person could be just like, I feel safe here and I'm going to stay here. And this is like a comfort thing.
Right. I love my bed.
Yeah. I do too. I would melt into it any day. However, it's on the people around you too to be like, that's to a point.
Especially your parents.
Your parents. Exactly. Yeah. Like there's a point where you just can't do that.
Isn't that so infuriating though to know that these parents were so affluent, you know? Like they had all these opportunities for help. They had so much access to everything.
And she's a vice mayor. So you probably had the best care and you could probably afford better care.
Like what the fuck?
Pull some strings for the nursing homes or whatever and get them in there.
Like you said, relinquish your rights. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. Like if you're really not going to take care of a person, she is an adult now.
And
so you could be like, hey, state.
Yeah.
You know?
Help. And also, it's not like they're not mentally capable of knowing that this is wrong or so emotionally ingratiated that they just can't understand that she's not like,
how can you run a town, but you can't run your household?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I just thought he was a quiet bird. Like, no.
Yeah.
We can see that this is bad.
Yeah.
And that my daughter is melting into the couch and I can smell it.
Yeah.
And there's maggots.
And you're not sleeping.
No, they're fucking terrible people. I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so, yeah, poor Lacey Fletcher. Go check out that picture. It'll be on our social media.
Totally.
You're gonna be horrified. But if you're weird like me, go look at that couch. It's fucking
killer couch.
Nightmares. Nightmares. Oh, my God. Okay. So you can do that on our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, X. I fucked it up again, but you guys know where we're at, okay? We're just all the social media that you're on.
Don't make Elon come for us.
Yeah. Elon, leave me alone. Our handle is at ISGDpodcast. You can email us at ISGDpodcast@gmail.com or you can snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
And please subscribe, rate, and review. Another thing we would love some support on is our Patreon. For as little as one extra dollar a month, you can get access to an extra episode along with all of our back episodes in our catalog for Patreon. And it's great. You should do it. I don't know how many there are. There's like 60 or 50 or something. So, you know, extra content
episodes.
Episodes. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So go check it out and give us some love. And we love you guys. And bye.
And bye.